Hey there, I'm Lauren, and you're listening to the Podcast Manager Show, a podcast for podcast managers. Each week, we cover the technical and tactical aspects of running a profitable podcast manager business. With over 90,000 new shows starting each month, podcast managers are in demand. I mean, in demand. And I'm here to help you land your dream clients while reaching your monthly income goals and without working like crazy. Are you ready? Let's get to today's episode. Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Podcast Manager Show. I am so excited that you are here because in this episode, we are talking about what to do if networking feels hard. Now, this topic came about through my free Facebook group. We are talking about networking, and I was surprised to see that many of you thought that networking was really hard. So I thought that I would do a whole podcast episode on this topic so that I could share with you three tips to make networking easier and more effective. When I first heard that a lot of you thought that networking was hard, I was surprised at first, but then when I thought about it, it made total sense to me. The reality is that there's a lot of FOMO and a lot of shoulds out there. And I think that's one of the things that makes this hard, is that you think that in order to network correctly or effectively, that you need to do X, Y, and Z. You should be on Instagram. You should be producing a lot of content. You should be in your stories every day. You need to also be in Facebook groups. And oh, don't forget about LinkedIn. And oh, guess what? There's a brand new app called Clubhouse, and you best believe you need to be there too. And of course, none of this is true. You definitely do not need to be everywhere. There are millions and even billions of users on each of these platforms. So if you just focus on one, then you can be insanely successful, right? So I'm going to talk about how to focus, how to be strategic, and then how to check your mindset so that you can go from networking feeling hard to making it a lot easier for yourself and ultimately more effective, because that's why we're networking, right? Is to reach some sort of goal. The first point that I wanted to cover was how to focus. I want you to focus on one thing when you're networking. And when I say one thing, that could be you're focusing on just Instagram, or you're focusing just on Facebook groups, or just on LinkedIn, or just on Clubhouse. You do not need to be everywhere, and I want you to focus on one strategy at a time, one strategy at a time. So pick that strategy, give it a whirl for 4 to 6 weeks, and if you really are not seeing any returns, you can switch to another thing. But if you're in the middle of testing out a strategy like this and you hear, oh my gosh, so-and-so landed a client on Clubhouse, don't get distracted. Know that you've got a plan and that you're focusing on Instagram right now. And that if Instagram doesn't work out, then you can try Clubhouse soon. So that's one of the keys here, is to focus on one thing. You know, I hear from a lot of you guys that the need to feel like you're everywhere, or that you need to be on these platforms all the time. Like, you need to be in Facebook groups all day, but you know, you have stuff going on during the day. Maybe you have a 9-to-5 or you're home with your kids during the day and you can't always be on social media, right? Totally get that. I was in the same boat. I'm still in the same boat. And I can tell you firsthand from speaking to my students who are landing clients left and right, they are not on social media all day. So you don't need to do that. That feeling is just out of fear that you're going to miss something. So just remind yourself, I don't need to be on social media all the time. No matter what strategy I pick, I don't need to be all the time. I need to be consistent, and I need to be making true relationships with people. That is the key, is how effective your networking is relies on how well you're connecting with people and connecting with the right people. But there's a lot of different people that you can connect with to build your business. So the second thing that I wanted to talk about was how to be strategic with this, how to be strategic with networking. Because if we're not strategic, then we're just kind of all over the place. So even if we have just chose one location or one idea, we're still like just trying to do everything, right? So this is especially important if you're working part-time hours. You don't have time to waste time. You don't have time to not be strategic. So let's be as strategic as possible. And one thing that I would want you to do to see where you're spending your time and how it's benefiting you is by doing a time study. So I got this idea from Rachel Rogers. She recommends that you track all of your hours for a full month and see where you're really spending your time and how much time you're really spending on it. So by doing this time study, you can see, okay, how much time am I really spending on Facebook, or how much time am I really spending on Instagram? And you can see, I'm spending, let's say you're spending 2 hours a day networking. And you're like, I'm not really getting anywhere with this. I need to revamp my strategy so that I can spend less time a day, but I can be more effective, you know? And so that's one way that you can decide if you need to pivot or if you need to tweak something. You know, if you need to tweak something, just if you're producing a lot of content for Instagram, you probably don't need to. That's my opinion. I see it all the time. People land clients left and right. They have barely any content out there. So if you feel like you're spending all this time creating content, that's one thing. It might be working for you. Cool. Don't fix something that's working. But if it's not working and you're wasting a lot of hours a day and you don't have a lot of hours a day to spend, then know that that's something that you can decrease or take out or try another strategy altogether. Ultimately speaking, after you do this time study, you can see how you're spending your time and you can cut out those things that are not moving the needle forward. Now, before I move on, I did want to bring up the idea of doing certain things for a longer term ROI. Not everything is okay, I'm going to spend 20 minutes on Facebook for a week and I'm going to land a client. You know, some of these things are planting seeds and waiting for that longer term ROI. But these things that you're doing that are planting seeds, are they necessary now? So if you are networking in Facebook groups and you're connecting with ideal clients and other service providers and you really feel like you're talking to the right people, then that's necessary now. But if you are maybe trying to get your name in Forbes or, you know, you're trying to get people to write articles about you, is that necessary now? You know, getting some authority and building your visibility is a great thing, but is it important now? If you're just starting out, I will let you know that it's not important now. It's not important now. So look at those things that you are doing to produce an ROI and ask yourself, okay, is this important right now? Because the more we can simplify our networking, our businesses, our packages, the more that we can simplify in general, the more effective we will be, and the more money we will make. I guarantee that every single time we simplify, we make things more clear to our clients, we take our stress level down, and we become more effective. So look at your networking strategy and ask yourself, how can I make this more simple? I want to give you another example on how to be strategic with your networking. So back whenever I was landing clients and I was using Facebook groups to network, I had a goal for myself to network for 15 minutes a day. And sometimes I would find myself get on Facebook. I would set a timer so to make sure that I would do it for 15 minutes. And I would get on Facebook and of course I would get lost down some random Facebook hole instead of actually networking, or I would just scroll through groups and not actually engage with people. So I had to really make sure, okay, am I being productive in these 15 minutes, or am I just consuming a lot of social media from these Facebook groups and not giving anything back? So maybe you also want to use a timer to make sure during this period of time, 15, 20 minutes, whatever it is, I'm going to really be focused on networking. I'm going to be giving valuable information. I'm going to be connecting with people, and I'm not just going to be scrolling for 15 minutes and then saying, oh, I didn't find any job ops. I'm going to get off of Facebook now. The last thing that I want you to do so that you can go from networking feeling really hard to it being easier for you is to check your mindset. Number one, if you keep telling yourself that it's hard, it will definitely remain hard. So check your mindset and have some faith. You know, have some faith that you're in the right spot and that you will land clients, right? I don't want you to, you know, make up some fantasy world that doesn't exist and do something that's not going to get you to clients. But I also want you to have faith in the process. Remember that you can do hard things and that when you tell yourself that it's hard, it will remain hard. So after you do one and two of focusing and being strategic, that will eliminate some of the true hardness of FOMO and, you know, thinking that you have to be certain places. Once you've eliminated those preconceived notions, have faith in the process and check your mindset. I haven't shared these before, but I wanted to share with you guys my two words of 2021. So when I started the year, I had one word in mind. But then the further we got into January, the more I realized that I had really two words. And I was going to do a podcast episode on them, but I don't know, it never happened. Now we're well into the year and I never did that podcast episode, but I thought, you know what, this is actually a great time to talk about my words of the year because they play into a lot of this mindset you might have around networking. So my first word of the year was abundance. And if you know me, you know that I believe in God. I believe in Jesus. I'm a Jesus follower. And you might not associate a Jesus follower with the word abundance because that is usually tied to more of the woo-woo mindset. But I actually see it really tied together. And so I was really drawn to the word abundance because I knew I'm in the right place at the right time. I really, truly feel that way. And I hope you feel that way as well, because I think there is a reason that you're here listening to this podcast episode. There's a reason that you're interested in podcast management, that you started your podcast management business. There is a reason. And if there's a reason that we're here, then we, I think, will be given just enough energy, just enough time, just enough of everything that we need to make this work. So throughout the year, I wanted to remind myself that I have enough energy, I have enough time, I have enough of all the things that sometimes I tell myself I don't. I have enough of those because I'm in the right place at the right time. So, you know, there's times that I think, oh gosh, I'm just so tired. Oh, you know, I just don't have enough time. And I really wanted to start eliminating those thoughts because it's just not true. You know, if I've been put in this position to help you guys build your podcast management businesses, then I've got plenty of energy. I've got plenty of time. I'm here to serve you guys. And if I keep just telling myself that I'm too busy, I'm too tired, I'm too this, then that's going to become my reality. And so I am using that word abundance to remind myself that I actually do have an abundant amount of all of these resources to help you guys. So maybe you could use this mindset in how you approach networking. You know, you can remind yourself that there are enough clients out there. You do have enough time because you don't need a lot of time. Don't convince yourself that you need a ton of time to network because you don't. So do you have 15 or 20 minutes a day? Maybe you don't. Let's just play devil's advocate and say you actually don't have 15 minutes a day. Okay, then what about we do 15 minutes four times a week? You know, like set an appropriate goal for yourself, but then check that mindset as you get going. Once you've started it, you know, check yourself when you hear yourself say, oh gosh, this is just so hard, or oh gosh, this is just so time consuming, or, you know, this isn't working. Check that mindset. Ask yourself, this is another thing that I've been using lately, is ask yourself, what else could be true? So in that moment where you think, gosh, this is so hard, I am just waiting to land a client, shut that thought down and turn it into what else could be true. Okay, so in that moment, what else could be true? Your next client is right around the corner. If you're sitting there thinking, gosh, I just really need to land a client, your client could come tomorrow. That could also be true. You could be waiting and it could also be right around the corner. So use that phrase when you find yourself thinking some of these limiting beliefs. Ask yourself, what else could be true? Okay, so my second word of the year, which is very similar, I realized, is the word hard. And this isn't really like a motivating word, like abundance or intentional or like all of the other words that you normally think of. But the reason that I kept hearing hard all through January, and I kept hearing myself say, oh gosh, but what if this is hard? What if that is hard? What if this is hard? And I finally kind of stopped myself and thought, so what if it's hard? I can do hard things. I've done a lot of hard things in my life. You know, growing up, my family moved. I was constantly the new kid in school, and that was really tough. But you know what? I did it. And I've learned a lot about myself over the years because of that. And I could think of countless other things that I've done that are hard, right? If you've made it to age 20, age 30, age 40, you have for sure done hard things. So I thought, why am I so afraid of hard? And I'm not sure if that's how you feel or not. Let me know after you finish this episode. Come over to Instagram and let me know. Do you find yourself saying, man, what if this is hard? And if that's the case, I want you to join me in kind of taking that word, the power of that word, and turning it around and saying, this is my word of the year, hard. And I'm going to remind myself on a daily basis that I can do hard things, that I've done hard things, and that even if something's hard, I'm going to be able to get through it, right? Even if it's hard for you to land your first client, even if it's hard for you to land that first client after you've raised your prices, you can still do it. You can still get through it. So remind yourself of that. And maybe you need a daily reminder. Maybe it's just a weekly or a monthly reminder. But once again, have faith in the process and know that you're here for a reason. You're in this moment for a reason, and that you can do hard things. You've got abundant amount of energy and time to get this done, and you have an abundant amount of resources. If you feel like networking is hard, what I want you to do is I want you to look at your strategy, look at what you've been doing. Maybe you don't even feel like you have a strategy, but look at what you've been doing and decide to focus on one thing. Simplify what you're doing and make sure that you're being strategic. Cut things out that aren't working. Do a time study. Nail down what you're going to do for the next 4 to 6 weeks, or recommit to what you are going to do for the next 4 to 6 weeks. Don't feel like you have to be everything. Turn off that FOMO to get on Clubhouse or to get on whatever it is the next thing is, and focus on your strategy. And then the next thing I want you to do is think about your mindset. Have faith in the process. Remember that you can do hard things and that you've got lots of time and lots of resources and lots of energy to get this done. All right, that is it for this episode. Thank you so much for listening today. And I love, love, love hearing from you guys after these episodes. Whenever you guys message me on Instagram or post in the Facebook group and let me know what resonated and what you liked about the episodes, it helps me so much. Plus, it reminds me that, okay, great. These episodes are really resonating, and that's very, very important to me. Plus, we can talk further about these topics because I feel like I could talk to you guys for 2 hours about each of these podcast episodes. So come over to Instagram, DM me, let me know how network is feeling for you and what you're going to do to make it feel easy and more effective. Thanks again for being here, and I will talk to you guys next time. Thanks so much for hanging out with me today. Come connect with me over on Instagram at Lauren Wrighton or in the Podcast Manager Mastermind on Facebook and let me know what you liked about this episode. You can always find the links and resources mentioned in this show over at laurenwrighton.com. Until next time, I'll be cheering you on.